Annual Armed Forces Day AFD crossband test hosted by the Department of Defense is scheduled for Saturday, May 10th, 2025. The event will test two-way communications between military stations and amateur radio operators as authorized by the Federal Communications Commission in Title 47 of the Code of Federal Regulations, 47 CFR 97.111. The test provides opportunities and challenges for operators to test their individual technical skills in a controlled scenario that will not impact public or private communications. The annual DoD message will be transmitted via RTTY on 14.667 kHz at 1400 and 2000 UTC. Military stations will transmit on selected military frequencies and announce the specific amateur radio service frequencies that will be monitored. All scheduled times will be in UTC and all scheduled frequencies will be upper sideband unless otherwise noted. For more than 50 years, military and amateur radio stations have taken part in this event. Special event amateur radio station K8L will celebrate National Library Week 2025, operating from Youngstown, Ohio, between April 11th, 1600 UTC, that's 12 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and April 13th, 1600 UTC, 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Daylight Time as well. Operation will be from various libraries in the Youngstown, Ohio area, mainly on 20 and 40 meters, both single sideband and FT8. More information is available at QRZ.com. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. We are all using some type of navigation software in our cars, in planes, and on boats. They get their position from GPS satellites. It will not be long before all these positioning software programs start providing directions on the moon. Well, maybe a little while longer. NASA and the Italian Space Agency launched an experiment to the moon. It is called LUGRE, which stands for Lunar GNSS Receiver Experiment. It proved that GPS and Galileo signals could be used on the moon. It was back in the days of AO40, when the satellite had a GPS receiver on board. The experiment was to see if satellites could create their own Keplerian elements